You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about a boys' night out. Emily, what's the story?
Well, it's a bit more than just a night out. My girlfriend, her fiance, had three buddies in from out of town just this past weekend, and they went out Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night, and then Monday, I think, was the last day.
Wow.
That's the definition of tearing it up.
And, well, you guys.
Yeah.
Right around the end of the weekend, she was texting me. She was really upset, and I just, I couldn't help but kind of like chuckle slash feel for her, because I've been there with Gentleman Caller, where she was like, he's turned into a different person. He has been going out. They've been Ubering all over the city. So spending hundreds of dollars on Uber. They woke up. They came home drunk Friday night. They got up on Saturday, cracked a beer at 9 a.m. And then they went up to Boulder to go to some football game up in Boulder. Got a hotel, Ubers, drinking at the game. Came home on Sunday morning. Everybody did their business in the bathroom. They changed their clothes and then went out to Mile High because they went to the Bronco game on Sunday. And she's like, he didn't text me Sunday morning to even say, hey, I'm alive. I'm on my way home. Like nothing. Like he came home.
What's the problem here?
He came home on Friday because I guess one of the guys got there on Thursday night. He came home with a tattoo that he did not tell her about. And after all, and then they haven't really spoken in 4 days. And I'm just like, oh, God, this sucks. It totally sucks because he's being super disrespectful to her, not keeping any line of communication open, not even a, hey, I'm still alive message. And
yeah, but she's seeing him in between. They're coming home.
Well, they're coming home to make a mess, to do a world like a Tasmanian devil. They eat food, they leave the dishes, and then they leave. And so she's like, I'll go ahead and take care of all this, guys. Don't worry.
Did she have any knowledge beforehand that this was going to be 3.5 days of debauchery? Did she know, or did this completely catch her off guard?
No, she knew there was a guys' weekend was on the calendar.
And don't women generally like having, if they're married, she's married, right?
They're engaged.
Fiance.
Engaged.
Don't women generally like having their own time too? So if he's out of the house with all
but
of his buddies.
But she's cleaning though. So she's having to clean.
I had to talk her off the ledge because I just kept saying, this isn't a regular thing. This isn't a regular thing.
Right. He doesn't do it every week.
Exactly. Yeah. However, the compromise is next time this happens, he needs to get a hotel room for the entire weekend so she really does have her time and have her space and it's out of sight, out of mind. Because she knew. She knew how drunk he was getting. He was waking her up at 2 a.m. when he was coming home, Like they were.
Yeah, that's not good.
So So essentially she gave him the green light to do all this. She said, do this, hang with your boys.
Right.
And have fun.
But then it was getting rubbed in her face and she's like, whoa, wait a second. And you guys turn into cavemen when you're around your buddies.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't him.
He was having fun.
He was almost being like extra aggressive, like kind of picking fights because he's around his friends and he's a man.
I know that we do. There's a lot of double standard stuff that comes out when we have these talks. Just so that we can acknowledge that when women get together with their gal pals or whatever, you turn into different people also.
Oh, we're banshees for sure.
Right. Yeah.
So both genders turn into different people when they're doing these weekends with their pals.
Right. But we like to be banshees at a spa at a 4-star hotel out in the desert.
Definitely will smell better.
You don't want us to be the same. I don't like these things of men and women are supposed to be the same. We're different. We're wired differently.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to do a spa weekend, so you can't give us crap about that.
No, and that's fine. Go and go drink and kill yourself for 4 days straight and go to football, but just don't.
I'm just wondering why this lady's so upset if she gave him the green light to go do this. Well, I mean, she said, this is cool. Go do it. Have fun. Tear it up.
And wasn't she a little concerned? Didn't you say something about her being a little bit bothered by all of the expense with all the Uber and everything else?
Yeah.
So you start throwing in three nights of hotel.
But you get a hotel, then you don't have to take an Uber from the bar downtown to your house, in Lakewood.
Why can't people just take cabs?
Isn't
it cheaper?
Isn't Uber more expensive?
That is my point, but let's not even start that fight.
Yeah, let's not get down that path.
She estimates that with the, we haven't even dug into this tattoo. He came home with a freaking tattoo.
Like an eagle on his back or something?
No, it's, I guess it's some inside joke. It's just two initials, but it's just like,
it's an old girlfriend's initials.
It could be. I don't know. So
they got together with all the guys and they're like, hey, remember do you remember Stephanie? Do you remember how you and Stephanie were going to be together forever?
I loved her, bro.
All the guys got the tattoo. So it's like matching.
Well, they all had Stephanie.
With this group of wolves.
They all Ubered her.
She thinks.
We used to work with this stuff. Yeah.
She thinks that he dropped about $1,000.
Wow. Oh, no.
And I think that if he would have gotten a hotel, it probably would have been, I mean, at least the same amount. And then this way, it would have been
money. Who cares?
Rubbed in her face. You guys, there's a respect. Can't you be a caveman and say, hey, I'm alive? Send a message.
But
of,
she saw
of
him
respect.
Every day. But she saw him in
no,
between.
No, not on Saturday because he went up to Boulder and then went, and so she didn't talk to him all day Saturday. And
it just depends
all
on
Sunday.
If you have agreed in advance.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to be going
I
on.
Get it, but
what are you asking our listeners?
Should she be so pissy about
this?
Is
there a level of anger that is required in this situation?
Or are women going to call us and say, I love it when he goes away and does this stuff for 3 or 4 days?
But he didn't go away.
I know, but he did kind of. You're talking about how Saturday
I think one of them is still passed out on her couch right now.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Call in and talk to us about boys' nights out and being pissed off about that. Or turn the tables and about girls' nights out and girls' weekends, because a few dollars are dropped during those weekends.
My God,
as well.
Nicole's scrapbooking weekends, hundreds of dollars she would drop.
That's so sexy.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. You should call us.
Sorry,
right
fellas,
this
she's
very
taken.
Oh, God.
Call us now. Cassie, thanks for holding. What do you say about all this?
I think, she's silly being mad because she wasn't blindsided. She knew it was coming. And I know she's worried about, being home and, cleaning up the mess and stuff. Just leave it. Let him clean up that mess after he's done being drunk.
4 days
yeah,
later.
Yeah, there is that. Hand him the toilet brush and say, go to town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She sounds like a real peach, doesn't she?
She is a real peach. Come on. It's just, there's a lot of stinky boys.
Oh, well, leave it. He'll clean it up. He's the one that wanted to have all his friends over. Just
so she has to live in filth for a week, till he sobers out?
Isn't it only 3 days?
Yeah, it was 3 days, and one of them he wasn't even there all day. He was in Boulder.
Yeah, but he left the dishes from the night. They're not all leaving until today, and now he's back to work.
You know what? Just don't
I think he
change
needs to leave
life.
Her.
It becomes a passive-aggressive thing after a while. Just pick up your life where it was and just everybody be happy.
Call off the wedding.
I totally just leave it and let him clean it up. He's the one that went out and he's the one having fun all by himself, but he can clean it up all by himself.
Maybe she should actually make more of a mess for him to clean up.
You know what? He dropped $1,000. Drop another $100, $150 and bring in a cleaning company. Cassie, have a great day, okay?
That is dumb Tessa's approach to life right there.
Just pay somebody.
What's
pay
wrong
somebody
with
to clean it up.
What's wrong with that?
It's good. I like
it's professionally done. Here's Shauna. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
What's
he
your
made two mistakes.
What's your feedback on this? What'd you say?
He made two mistakes.
Okay.
He should have gotten a hotel room. My husband goes every year to Vegas with 20 of his friends.
Wow.
Every year for the horse race. But it's in Vegas. I don't have to see it. I don't really pay attention to what money is spent. I just, that's his thing. They've been doing it since before we were married, so whatever. But he also calls me every morning and every night.
See?
That's sweet.
That's the second mistake he made. I think if he would have called her, she probably wouldn't have gotten as upset about cleaning up after him and his friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you have any, a quid pro quo? Do you have your own little girls' getaway that you do?
It's sad, but girls don't really do it as much as guys do. I would love to, but girls are, I honestly think that girls are more hesitant to spend the money. And so I'm kind of glad my husband does it because then I can say, he's, God only knows what you spent, so I can too. But
I think there's a guilt factor in there. I've told my wife to go out and do girls' nights and get away and be gone for a weekend, and she says she's too guilty. She feels too guilty to do it for some reason. She's out having fun, not taking care of the home. Not being there for the kids.
I remember telling a significant other of mine to do that, and her response was, I don't like my friends that much.
There is that too.
Not to go spend 3 days with them. She's like, yeah, they all come over and we have a great time and we have a great night of it, you know, and stuff like that. Kick the guys out of the house and just do it. She goes, but I don't, there's nobody that I want to go spend 3 days with. Shauna, have a great day, okay?
You too, man. Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show.
I did tell her I'd take her out and we'd do some payback for this weekend.
Oh,
sure. There you go.
You get him.
Here's Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going great. What do you say?
I think it's totally fair. They agreed upon it ahead of time. They discussed it. The decision was made. She agreed to it. Maybe the difference is she's not married and hasn't been with him for like 7 years and doesn't realize. That's what happens when they have a guy's weekend, but that's what happens.
Lay down some tarps. Lay down some tarps next time.
Or maybe, Andrea,
lay down some money.
It's possible that she's thinking we're not married, but she is looking into that crystal ball and she's seeing 20 years of this coming.
It's
going to
happen.
Yeah. So maybe that's what's a little bit irking her is like, I'm about to hitch my wagon to this guy who does these drunken weekends, and he's never going
to
change.
To this knuckle dragger.
And until the tattoo's a little crazy. The tattoo is a little crazy.
Oh,
he's so spontaneous, though. Ladies love guys that are spontaneous. Right?
True that. Andrea, have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks
for being on the show. And time for one more. It's Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
What do you say?
I think she has every right to be pissed. I think he went way too far.
What part was too far?
Drinking and football is too far?
Oy.
Yeah, no, I just think that showing back up at the house with all of his buddies and, like, thinking it's fine and coming in like a tornado and then just leaving again, I think she should be pissed.
Right.
I would be pissed.
But she knew he was going to be doing this, and she gave her blessing.
But haven't you ever agreed to something, and then it turns out to be just a little more than what you expected?
Well, sure.
Yeah, marriage.
But, sure. Yeah, true. But at the same time, I mean, she now has the option next year
to say no.
To either agree to have him do this or not. Now she has learned it was their first year doing it. Now she has the option going forward, I'm okay with you doing this, or I am not okay.
She can prepare her mind.
Really, no.
That's not fair either, because she doesn't want to be that person that says no, but I think that if he went about it a little differently, he wouldn't hear no next time. It would be a totally different situation.
Sure, they can negotiate.
Yeah, and he could have just, like, when my fiancé goes for bachelor parties and weekends away and stuff, I just want an I'm alive text. That's it.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm alive, I'm fine, like, we're good. And that's all I asked for. And as long as I get that, then everything's fine when he comes home.
You know, Nicole, I think all of us can agree that the one main mistake he made was not staying in touch, even a little bit.
It's the courtesy. It's the courtesy text.
We all agree on that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens next year. If she says yes or if she says no. Go to a hotel.
Yeah.
It's doomed. There won't be a next year. That's my call.
This may end them.
They probably are going to break up anyway. Right?
It's over.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.